hit, you know, sacks, anything like that. So it's to the outside person looking at it, it's going to seem like we didn't do anything. But we got around his feet when he did hold the ball. You could tell some of the times he was having to scramble out there and things like that. And that's what you got to do. If he does hold on to the ball, you can't get frustrated throughout the course of the game. You just got to keep pushing and keep going, and eventually things are gonna happen.
You had two night games at home. How would you assess the crowd noise and maybe what impact that might have?
It's crazy. I mean, I think it has a heck of an impact. I mean, our fans have been great this year in these home games of making sure the stadium's loud. I mean, you can see it tonight. You know, Eli's making a bunch of checks at the line of scrimmage, and the backs and tight ends are having problems hearing him. They're having to walk up and, you know, basically get right in his face to hear him. So we've got to keep that momentum and our crowd noise up, you know, throughout the season.
Four games in, do you know anything different than you might have coming out of camp about yourselves? You knew you were going to be strong defensively, but there seems to be pretty good balance, too, in a lot of ways.
I mean, I don't think I see anything that I didn't know. I mean, you know, this is the defense that we envisioned ourselves being, and we just got to keep it going moving forward.
It's three pretty good teams that you guys have smothered. I feel like against the teams that you've played, it feels a little better coming off, not just winning, the way you guys have won, especially against the quarterbacks you played the last three games.
Yeah, absolutely. We played some really good quarterbacks, but, you know, we're not satisfied with where we're at. We got to keep doing it moving forward. We got, you know, a good team in Houston Texans coming in here next week. I think they're 3-1 right now, so we'll enjoy this tonight, but we got to get our focus back on the Texans next week.
Thanks, Brian.